with all the go-go verbs, if and whenever you want to use the imperative, the command, all the go-gos turn into gagas. They all become gagas. For instance, if you want to say, come with me, would be?
Venga.
Venga conmigo. Venga, venga. If you want to say, don't leave. No.
No salga.
No salga. Yes. You're talking to Roberto, don't leave.
No salgas.
Right. Once more.
No salgas.
No salgas. You're talking to several people, don't leave.
No salgan.
No salgan. Yes. Once more.
No salgan.
No salgan. Mm-hmm. How would you say, tell me?
Dígame.
Dígame. Dígame. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me.
No me diga.
No me diga. How would you say, tell it to me? Whenever you have two pronouns, the personal always comes before the other.
Mm-hmm.
So tell it to me.
Dígamelo.
Tell is, again.
Diga.
Mm-hmm. Diga is tell. So don't change diga to diga or whatever.
No. Dígamelo.
No, you still changed it.
Dígamelo.
Right. Say it again.
Dígamelo.
It doesn't hurt to push it down a little deeper, which would be dígamelo, dígamelo, tell it to me. But don't tell it to me would be?
No me lo diga.
Right, no me lo diga. How would you say, tell it to him?
Dígaselo.
Thank you. Right. Dígaselo. So dígaselo could also be tell it to her, yes. It could also mean tell it to them.
Right, all three.
So if you want to clarify it, you'll say dígaselo a él. Dígaselo a ella. Dígaselo a ellos. Dígaselo a ellas. If them, they're all females. So don't tell it to him. Tell it to me would be?
No se lo diga.
Right. No se lo diga, don't tell it to him. Or no se lo diga a él, if you want to, if it needs clarification. Tell it to me.
Dígamelo.
Right. No se lo diga, dígamelo. Don't do it.
No lo haga.
Right. All the go-gos become gagas in the imperative and the command. So again, don't do it.
No lo haga.
Right. No lo haga. Yes. Don't you do it, Roberto. Don't do it.
No lo hagas.
No lo hagas. Mm-hmm. And don't do it, all of you.
No lo hagan.
No lo hagan, yes. And do it, all of you, do it.
Haganlo.
Right, haganlo, yes, haganlo. Mm-hmm. Now, what is to put?
Poner.
Poner. I'm putting it here.
Pongolo aquí.
No. The pronoun comes after the verb only in three instances. For instance, after, if you have the full verb, the infinitive, I want to do it. Quiero hacerlo. I can do it. Puedo hacerlo. But there is an option, the hacerlo. You can also say, I cannot do it, no lo puedo hacer. You can put the lo way up front. The same if you want to say I'm right now in the process of doing it. Estoy haciéndolo. Or lo estoy haciendo. So here we have two instances in the infinitive or ando yendo, where you either hook it on after or put the it, me, any pronoun before. The third instance is the positive imperative, the positive command, where you don't have an option. Yeah. You have to hook it on. So therefore, all the go-go's become gagas. If you want to say, do it, would be
ágalo. Ágalo.
Say it again.
Ágalo.
Ágalo, yes. Ágalo. But don't do it.
No lo haga.
No lo haga. Only the positive command, ágalo. So, I'm doing it would be
lo hago.
Lo hago.
Lo hago.
Yes. Yes. I'm not doing it.
No lo hago.
No lo hago. Yes. Why don't you do it?
¿Por qué no lo hago?
Why don't you do it, señor?
Listen, slow. ¿Por qué no lo hace?
Right. ¿Por qué no lo hace? Why don't you do it, Roberto?
¿Por qué no lo haces?
Right. ¿Por qué no lo haces? Why don't you all do it?
¿Por qué no lo hacen?
Right. ¿Por qué no lo hacen? Yes. Yes, you're doing good push. Yes. ¿Por qué no lo hacen? Yes. Do it, all of you.
Háganlo.
Very good. Háganlo. Háganlo. But don't do it now.
No lo hagan.
Right.
Ahora.
No lo hagan ahora. So, put it here would be, señor.
Póngalo aquí, right. Señor.
Yes. Don't put it there. There is allí. Yes.
No lo ponga allí.
Right. No lo ponga allí. Bring it would be
tráigalo.
Very good, tráigalo. So bring it, think of trying, yes? Tráigalo, bring it. Bring me something.
Tráigame algo.
Right, tráigame algo. Bring it to me.
Tráigamelo.
Right. Tráigamelo. Bring it to me. Don't bring it to me today. I don't need it today.
No lo...
Don't bring it to me.
No lo... No me lo traigo. Traiga.
Right. Say it again.
No me lo traiga.
Today?
Why?
Because I don't need it today.
¿Por qué no necesito?
Once more, I don't need it.
¿Por qué no lo necesito?
Right. ¿Por qué no lo necesito hoy? I don't need it today. So, no me lo traiga. Don't bring it to me. I hear it would be lo, with my ears, lo,
oigo.
Right, oigo, lo oigo, yes. Hear it, hear would be
oigalo.
Oigalo, oigalo, yes. So once more, tell it to me, don't tell it to him.
Dice... Me dice
Me dices, you're saying, you're telling me.
Melodise.
Melodise is, you're telling it to me.
No se lo dice.
Aha. Was more?
Melodise.
Melodise. No. Is, melodise is you are telling it to me, or he is telling it to me, or she is telling it to me. No melodise would be you are not telling it to me, he is not telling it to me, or she is not telling it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to say, tell it to me. Not, not you're telling it to me. Mm. Tell it to me.
Dígamelo.
Yes, once more.
Dígamelo.
Dígamelo, right. Dígamelo, yes. Now, don't tell it to him.
No dígaselo. No se lo diga.
Right. Once more. Say it again. No.
No se lo diga.
Right. No se lo diga. Only in the positive imperative and the positive command that you hook it on diga. Yes. So tell it to him would be?
Dígaselo.
Dígaselo. Dígaselo spelled in one word. All the three words, dígaselo, but spelled in one word. In one word, dígaselo. So dígaselo, tell it to him. But don't tell it to him today.
Pero no se lo diga hoy.
Right. Pero no se lo diga hoy.